Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now is our buddy Dangerous Daryl Ryder, and this report is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. OTAs are over. Mandatory mini camp is next week. Daryl, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you sure? You said that very quickly, like you might not really be good, but you're just saying that because you don't want us to feel bad.
It is sunny. It is almost 80 degrees. There will be over 25,000 people in the house tonight. I am fabulous.
Oh, you're covering the Indians this weekend.
Well, I'll be here today. Got Jarvis Landry's softball extravaganza tomorrow, and then I'll be back on Sunday.
So let's start with tonight. Will Jake Bowers get booed? What do you think?
Yeah, who knows? Probably. Yeah. Maybe he'll get some booed. But
are they really expecting 25,000 tonight?
That's
awesome.
Last check, they had 22,000 tickets sold, but that was early this afternoon. Learn this little nugget. They'll probably have more, but they did have some exchanges from the rainouts that they had earlier in the season. So there's a chance they could have closer to 30,000 actually in the ballpark.
Oh, wow, that would be awesome.
Tonight.
That'd be sweet.
But the announced attendance is the tickets that they sold tonight. That's always done for the, you know, the revenue sharing or reporting purposes. So, it's conceivable they could announce a crowd of 23,000, but there actually be closer to 30,000 in the house. And it's hot dog night. They got fireworks tonight. I mean,
yeah,
what else could you want on a June Friday night, right?
No, there's no question about it. Daryl, how important is the next month for the Indians? I mean, they face some bad teams, but obviously they've got they got the pitching woes and they got the lineup woes.
Yeah, I mean, just writing about it right now for the website, Dustin, consistently inconsistent. Their identity this year, somewhat of an enigma. Terry Francona talked about that earlier this afternoon, and obviously there's been some contributing factors, Dustin. But, yeah, look, this next 30 days or so, they're playing 30 and 31, I think. It's pretty important considering the level of competition they're facing. It's an opportunity for them to really get fat. Certainly they're fortunate to be in the position that they are, five games above 500, considering everything that they've gone through in the first 59 games of the season. But, hopefully we'll get a better picture of just, where this ball club is by the time we get to the All-Star break. Because as I said, it's just, one night they can put up 10 runs and everybody gets a hit, and the next night they get no hit or collect one or two hits and get shut out. So the starting three in the rotation has to kind of carry them because you don't know what you're getting from your offense.
Right.
Well, you say starting three, but you don't know what you're getting from anybody besides Savali and Bieber. I mean, even McKenzie's far from a sure thing at this point. Darryl, I want to talk about the Jarvis Landry softball game tomorrow because – you talk about you're going to be covering that. A lot of the, Baker's playing this year. Odell's going to be there, supposedly.
Yeah.
What kind of access will you guys have to the players tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be they're going to make some guys available before the game. There is some on-field access to certain members of the media, but there are going to be some limitations, understandably, just because we're not 100% in the clear. I mean, earlier this afternoon, I was down on the field for the first time since 2019 watching the Indians take BP.
Yeah,
it was kind of nice to see a couple of players come over and say, "Hey, human beings down here."
Did you have to be vaxxed? Did you have proof of vaccination to do that? Right?
Yes, that is correct. Yes, okay. Which is fine. That's totally fine by me. But so it was pretty neat. A couple guys, you know, chiding us. You know, "Oh, you guys are back down here now. Well, guess we got to watch what we say," and things like that. So it was fun just to, you know, banter with a couple of guys, you know, for the first time in a long time, as opposed to just seeing them through a computer monitor like we have over the last 16 months. But, yeah, we'll get to see some guys face-to-face tomorrow. A lot of Browns are participating, so it should be a great event. And I hear good seats are no longer available. It is sold out there at Classic Park, so that's a great thing.
Wow. Yeah, that's impressive. Who do you expect to be the MVP of the game, Daryl, if you had to pick one?
That's a great question.
Not Dustin Fox.
Not me. I'm out of there.
Dustin's not doing home run derby this year, right?
No, sir.
I'm interested to see Myles Garrett hit a baseball or a softball. I'm really interested to see the damage he's going to be able to do. He's my early pick to win home run derby. Maybe Kelsey. You know, the Cleveland kid, Travis Kelce, coming into town. Hopefully get an opportunity to talk to him, you know, especially because, you know, Browns Chiefs is a thing, right? Right, guys? I mean, it's now a thing. So it's nice to have a little bit of a rivalry with somebody not named the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's because of, you know, trying to compete to go to the Super Bowl.
Daryl, the Browns will be great. The Browns offense will be gracing us with their presence at mandatory minicamp next week.
Can't wait.
Yeah, how intense, if at all, do we expect it to be?
I don't know. It's going to be all that intense. I mean, they'll do 11-on-11 stuff and that, but you know, they're not in pads. Like when you say intense, bull, I'm thinking guys in pads hitting each other. That to me is intense. When they're in helmets and shorts and t-shirts and that, to me, that's not intense. So it's not going to be intense next week from my from my definition, but it'll be interesting to see those guys getting in some work. I'm really curious to see what, if anything, Odell Beckham is able to do or does. He's, I think, by my math, 8 months out from surgery, if I remember correctly, 7 or 8 months out. That's a pretty remarkable recovery. That, to me, is what's going to be real important to keep an eye on, just to see what he's able to do, if anything. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be careful with him, obviously. But, it'll be our first time to actually see him on a football field since, unfortunately, he got hurt at the end of October last fall.
No question. Daryl, do you think it's smart maybe just to hold him out of this camp just to be safe?
Yeah, I think you could probably have him do like the individual positional stuff, Dustin. But as far as like the offense versus defense stuff, having him go against corners in drills, I think it would be smart not to have him participate in that stuff. But yeah, I mean, if he's just catching footballs on air, I don't see any problem with having him run some routes and work in those in that type of an environment. But it's having him go against the defender, that's where I would probably say it might be smart to hold him back. But again, if he's healthy, if he's ready to go, then I certainly understand the competitive nature there. But considering it's June, I don't think it's really important to really push it right now.
I gotcha.
We're talking with Dangerous Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Daryl, I don't know if you heard any of this, but we were playing clips earlier of Andrew Berry went on the Athletic Football podcast and Robertson. Did you hear it at all?
I read some quotes from it this afternoon.
Well, I thought it was really fascinating the way, you know, he talked about how they made their decisions on how to build the defense and talked about consulting with Kevin Stefanski and consulting with Joe Woods. And it really kind of reminded me, I guess, again, not that I don't know, just kind of brought to the forefront again how, like, and you know as well as anybody, that one of the many problems this franchise had for so many years was a lack of cohesion. Right, it seemed like the GM and the coach were never on the same page, and even in the case with like Freddie and John Dorsey, they didn't like they were fine together, but John Dorsey was the boss. He wasn't consulting Freddie on decisions.
Right.
And in many other cases, we've had the GM and coach going behind each other's back. It's a big mess. So they're
right.
For once, you got from Paul DePodesta to Andrew Berry to Kevin Stefanski to his coaching staff. They are all, you know, we used to make fun of the word, but I'll say it. They're all aligned. They really are. They're rowing that boat in the same direction.
Row the boat.
And it doesn't mean they agree on everything, right? That would be weird if they agreed on everything. But they all have the same goals in mind, and they're all kind of pulling the rope the same way. I think that's a big part of the reason why, beyond the talent, that they've had so much, that they've had success this last year, and that they will likely have it going forward. At least I think so.
I mean, it's one thing to say you're aligned. It's another thing to actually be aligned. And unfortunately, all we've seen is the saying that they're aligned, right? Every regime that blew through, they would talk about how well they got along and how they worked well together and all that. And it was the furthest thing from the actual truth and reality. Whereas with, you know, with Andrew Berry, we're seeing that what is said is actually what's going on. The fact that, as you alluded to, while he's not allowing Kevin Stefanski or Joe Woods or Alex Van Pelt to dictate his personnel moves, he is taking their input into consideration and trying to give them, while also at the same time understanding specifically what they want from the players, the type of players they want at particular positions, and that, and trying to marry those things together to give them what they need, what they want. And we've seen that, especially this offseason on the defensive side of the ball. We know Joe Woods wants to use three safeties. What do? They beef up the secondary, bring in a couple of safeties to help out in that regard. So, you know, it's just everything's a breath of fresh air with the franchise. The fact that they're winning is a breath of fresh air. The fact that people aren't talking about each other behind backs and whispering stuff to the media, and there's no drama with this franchise anymore. And like I said, that in and of itself is a real breath of fresh air. And that's when you talk about culture, that's the winning culture, is when you're able to eliminate the minutiae and the majoring and the minor and the little stupid stuff that in the grand scheme of things does not matter. Like the Houston Texans giving reporters rosters for OTAs that didn't have numbers on it, so the media couldn't tell who was. That's just some of the dumbest, most inconsequential doing stupid things for the sake of doing stupid things.
It's called majoring in the minor, Daryl.
Yeah, and you know what? It will do nothing to help the Houston Texans win a single football game this year. So it's great to see that the Browns have everything turned in the right direction, and there's legitimate reason for the optimism. We're not talking ourselves into things. We're not talking ourselves into players being good in that. I mean, the players are good. This is a very, very good football team from the top to the bottom of the roster, and the season just can't get here soon enough, if you ask me.
Daryl, they talked about today, Andrew Berry, in that podcast about versatility and being able to cross-train players and things like that. I was talking with someone who's been at practice. I know you've been there, too, a little bit. Talk about the fact that the linebackers and safeties kind of do the same drills, and they kind of like work these guys in and out a little bit to try to create some of that flexibility of that hybrid position.
Yeah, and, you know, it also insulates them, Dustin, from things that are out of their control, like injuries. We saw that last year where their hands were tied. They were forced to do things. Joe Woods was forced to do things that I don't think that had he had a healthy roster or the full complement of players that he really wanted to implement his defense to do. So Yeah, we've seen that in practice where guys are rotating around. We've seen a little on the offensive side of the ball as well. Dimitri Felton, who's a running back, he's been working with receivers quite a bit. You know, again, you're insulating yourself against things that can happen that are out of your control. And also at the same time, you're seeing what you have, you know. This is the time to kind of take a look. Okay, what can this guy do? Can I have a linebacker play some safety and vice versa? How are they laterally going sideline to sideline and things like that? So I think in training camp too, when fans are out there, they're going to get excited about certain things, but understand that when you're watching it, you got to watch it through the lens of coaching and teaching and they're taking a peek at things. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that's exactly how they're going to do things during the season. But it's very clear when you look at what Andrew Berry did this offseason that versatility and speed, let's not forget about speed, very, very important to this coaching staff.
Daryl, you guys allowed in the locker room tonight after the game?
No. We're our availabilities are still primary availabilities are still on Zoom. Mini camp for the Browns will still be done through Zoom. So the video conferencing will continue, I think, for the foreseeable future here. But we're getting closer to a return.
What kind of access will you have to practice at the mini camp? Do you know?
Well, it's going to be the same protocols. The NFL is the last to adapt, I think, and understandably so. We're going to be doing the same thing that we've done last year, and that is we'll be assigned an area that we can watch practice from, mask requirements, all that kind of thing. If I remember correctly, we'll talk to players before practice, and we'll talk to Kevin Stefanski after practice, and then on Thursday, the finale, it'll just be the coordinators because it's a morning practice. Everybody's grabbing flights for summer vacation afterwards, so we'll talk to the coordinators following Thursday's session.
All right, Daryl, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
Danger, you too. Dangerous Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.